But what about the house prices, Jimmy? They are going up.
They are indeed. Not much over the last quarter, but over the year, close to 6%, as the report points out. That's just in and around the 5% average that we've probably seen over a period of about 30 years. You know, of course, there was that huge spike and it went up and then it came down. But if you look at it over an average, it's about 5% a year, which, sounds, as they say, fairly sustainable. And clearly you would wonder a little bit about some of the risks on the horizon, Brexit, etc. The fact that we don't have a political sort of settlement here that is, you know, that's going to help attract in business. But that aside, I don't think there's any real risk that house prices are going to fall from here. They look sort of, everything looks fairly stable. The only thing that I would say is that, I mean, I think people even looking at it and thinking 5% sounds pretty good investment, you know, can't go wrong with bricks and mortar. When you take inflation out of that, you also take out the guy. Have you ever put any money into your own house? Now, I know it is a fairly new house, but you might not have needed to, but you haven't put money into your house, Frank, have you?
Jimmy, who hasn't? Since we bought our current house in 1998, I remember it clearly, and we do the things that other people do, and I think most people tend to do this. You know, at some point you spruce up the kitchen or you change the cupboards. At some point you do the bathroom. You certainly spent money on the garden, as I've done. I would imagine people do that to a greater or lesser extent. Can you go into a house like 10 years ago and not invest money in it?
But you know, because this is my point. I mean, our house would be very similar to the other ones on this street. And I mean, and many of them, like most of them, I would have thought, have put on fairly substantial extensions. In our case, I would say that we ploughed about 100,000 all told into the house. And just in an extension alone, that's not taking into account the other bits and bobs that we've done, like fixing windows, etc. Now, so when people say, oh, my house is going up by 100,000, well, you sort of think, well, you'd expect that. You put that amount of money into it. And in fact, every year you have to do stuff to it. So when someone says, oh, look at the return, 5%, 6%, gosh, you know, it's a brilliant return, you have to bear in mind the investment you have to put into it, because a house is a depreciating asset. I mean, in the sense that bits and pieces fall off it. In our house, for instance, after we'd done a massive amount of work put on the extension, we discovered that the slates in the roof had to be replaced. That was another unexpected. That was about 10 grand to do that. So when people say house prices have been soaring, you've got to take into account that people have put a huge amount. You know, everybody flicks through, the property catalogues and or the property websites, and you see there's not a house that hasn't put in, houses have put in wooden floors, they've put in fancy new kitchens, even if they haven't spent the sort of money I've been talking about. You would hardly see a house in there, in those news websites, which hasn't had work done to it. So I think people should take that into account when they're saying, oh, prices have gone up. Yeah, they have gone up because people have a lot of money into them.
That is one way of looking at it, but it's also a lifestyle that you've bought into as well. You want the better kitchen, you want the improved bathroom, you want the garden with the fancier flowers. And as you say, there are things that you have to do, maybe replace slates and one thing and another. But if you bought a house and all you did with it over the last 10 years was give it the occasional lick of paint, it's gone up by 5% as
no,
well.
No, it will not have gone up by, that's the point I'm saying, it will not have gone up by 5%.
Well, why will it not have gone up by 5%?
Because you're factoring in, because when you look at house prices and the rate they've gone up, a vast number of them have had that work done to them. And unless that's separated out by the statisticians, in other words, that they're saying, all right, we'll exclude Frank's house because he's done a fair amount, and Jimmy's house, we're moving that one aside, and Johnny and Mary's house, well, they're not including them because they've done so much work, and we don't actually know how much they've done, but they've done work. No, who's doing that? Of course you're not. You're just looking at the houses, let's say, in your street, and what price they are today, and what price they were last year, and you're not factoring in the...
But have all houses not gone up by 5% in say, the area that they're looking at?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, the thing would be to look at that. I mean, if the houses on average have gone up by 6%. You can take it that the house that nobody has done any work to, that still has a 1950s kitchen in it, that still hasn't got, as we, when we moved into this house, it didn't have, coal-fired central heating, which wasn't spread right throughout the whole building. It had, you know, we had to do so much to it to bring it into to proper order for our, the way we were wanted it.
Yeah, but you're going back almost to dark ages there. I'm talking about a house that someone bought 10 years ago that has oil-fired central heating, a decent kitchen, and it's just 10 years old.
It hasn't
has that
gone
house
up.
Not gone up by 5%?
No. I'm saying if all houses have gone up by 5%, that house, if it hasn't had... What you're saying is, yes, the house that has a massive amount of work done for to it, and you've just then taken it over, maybe that house has gone up. But I'm talking about the house that, if you look at it over a, say, a 30-year period, when we're saying that, and that is, houses have gone up by about 5% a year over the 30-year period. If you're saying you took one 30 years ago, which had very little done to it, and people tended not to spend a lot in and around that time, you wouldn't have seen you wouldn't have seen the wooden floors, you wouldn't have seen the tiled bathrooms, and they wouldn't have seen the extensions. Extensions are, you know, they're incredibly popular, and they're getting bigger and bolder and fancier. If you're saying to me, take that house that hadn't then 30 years ago, hadn't much done from it when it was built maybe in the 50s or even earlier. No, that house is not. I'm suggesting that house, I don't know for certain, but I'm suggesting that house hasn't gone up by 5%. If your house and my house has gone up by 5%, just couldn't. With all that investment.
Yeah, sure. In relation to the other houses that we often think about in a discussion like this, those who have been bought and then let, the people who have spent money over the past few years buying a house to let it, who've got a regular tenant, they've done better with their money than it being in the bank, haven't they?
Well, they've done better than putting in the bank, but they probably haven't done better than putting it into stocks and shares, which is a contrary type of thought. And what I'm really getting at, and it's sort of pretty obvious with the direction of my argument, is that people say, oh, it's a clear 6% return on your money. No, it's not. It simply isn't. And that, by the way, leaving aside the extension, that's not the problem that you've had to do, the things you've had to fix and all that. The things that perhaps if you were renting, you wouldn't have had to do. Because obviously there's certain things you have to do come what may, no matter whether you're a renter or whether you're an owner-occupier. But what I'm saying is, when people look at it and think, oh, there's a 6% return from owning a house. No, there's not. There never has been. And it's a bit fiction that you're getting that, you know, that level of benefit. You know, but so why would you own a house? Why do I choose to own a house? And you may perhaps chose to own it because you can do whatever you want with it. You're not beholden to a landlord who says, no, you can't put that picture up on that wall. No, you can't do this. That's the reason why we own our own house, because it allows you the freedom to do what you want. But it's not a brilliant investment that people keep thinking it is. And the estate agents keep, you know, suggesting, you know, like it's such a wonderful thing to do. It's not bad now. It's not reasonable. It's not the worst thing in the world. Ups and downs. Leaving aside all those people, of course, who are stuck in negative equity, and leaving aside those people, it's a continuing tragedy for those people. But for most of us, for people who bought a long time ago, it's not been a bad return. It's not been a great return. But it ain't just the way it looks on the face of it.
Jamie, you're an enlightenment. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Jamie De Largy talking reality. The buzz headline is, of course, it's up by 5.something%. But when you listen to that analysis, maybe you're actually losing money by having the house that you have. Right, 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.